Speaking of interviews, I'm currently joined on the phone with Andy of Ascot Stabber. How you going?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you?
I'm all right. So you've got a new release, 7-inch, through Piss Fight Records, actually, who me and Beck, who Beck usually hosts, we love Piss Fight Records, offer Futility, and you're about to tour it across the country. You looking forward to that?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. We're all pretty pretty stoked to just get out of Brisbane for a couple of days, I guess. this weekend's coming up, and then a little bit of Queensland, try and do some other stuff later on, but yeah, it should be fun.
Sick. And have you played any of these new tracks live before, or is it going to be the first time playing them to an audience?
No, we've played them before. Yeah, they're kind of like been kicking around for a little bit. But yeah, just decided to record them at the start of the year and then get the 7-inch out. But yeah, no, just been playing for a bit and yeah.
Are people liking the new release? Like, obviously, people might not have heard it live, but are hearing it now, I suppose, wherever they can listen to it?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't really looked too much into, like, what we've got in terms of it. There was something about a Spanish person, Spanish radio station said it sounded like a supersonic suppository or something like that. But, I guess friends feedback and that, it seems like everyone's been liking it and everyone's always been real positive. Yeah,
totally. And you've got two shows in Melbourne. You've got Last Chance Rock and Roll Bar and The Tote.
Yep.
Why two Melbourne shows? Is it just because you know that people down here like punk and that sort of stuff?
We're just trying to get a bang for our buck, like we're it was celebbing and flying down, but we were trying to get two in Sydney as well, but I got some weird thing where they don't let you play within 2 weeks of booking places, but I don't know, just trying to bang for our buck, two each city and then lay low for a bit.
Of course Sydney doesn't let you do that, jeez.
Yeah.
They really do not give anyone a break up there when it comes to music, I swear to God. But yeah, those two venues are definitely... Have you played at any of them before, or...?
Played at older band back in the years, Last Chance. I don't think we've ever played the Tote. So looking forward to that.
Yeah. Tote always is a good time. I don't think I've had a bad gig at the Tote.
it's one of those places. We'll probably be a rough Sunday, I think, but it's a great lineup. We're really looking forward to that one.
Yeah. Oh, totally. And because the supports are for the Tote, Hydro Medusa, Power, Scab Eater, and Faculty.
We're supporting them for sure.
Oh, are you? Like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, we're not. We're definitely not headlining that one.
Oh, okay. Oh God, I should have known.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, all right.
No, it's we're jumping on that bill, but it's with Hydro Medusa and Scab Eater Power, I think. That's gonna be it's gonna be fucking awesome. Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
saw Hydro Medusa in Brisbane on the weekend. That was sick. So looking forward to that.
So did they get you on board for this, or did you just go, yep, we'll take it too while we're down there?
I think Adam from Piss Fight helped us out a fair bit with that one, but definitely really, really excited to play that one. So should be fun.
And the ones for Last Chance, did you guys choose those ones, or did they get organised through Piss Fight?
I think that was also Adam, yeah. He's been bloody awesome, actually. He's a good bloke. helping us out a bunch and, helped us get Sydney shows as well. So, big ups to Adam, which is a bloody great bloke. he sorted that one out as well, so.
Totally. And those, for people to want to know, the supports for the Last Chance Rock and Roll Bar one are... Is it Il Globo? I feel like I butchered that.
Yeah.
And Exhaust World. And I also, when I was just looking at the new 7-inch, I loved the cover art. It's creepy, but really cool. Who designed that?
That was a mate from up at the Sunshine Coast, Lloyd Gould. He's, I don't know, I think he just started an apprenticeship as a tattoo artist, but... Yeah, I think Ben was talking to him the most, the singer, about design he wanted, and he came up with that. We're all stoked, so.
Grouse.
Yeah.
And we're going to play the track Futility. Is there anything you want to say about it? Got to have any stories about it or anything?
No, not really, hey. Give it a moon and see what's... Why not? See what it's all about.
All right, so here is... Thanks for chatting, for starters. And here is Ascot Stabber with Futility.